And right now we are joined by number 8, the former quarterback of those Stallions, Tracy Ham. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Tracy. And I remember watching you play so vividly, and those years were so thrilling. What was it like to be a Baltimore CFL quarterback and coming here compared to your other experiences around that league?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, you're getting in front of American fans. You always wanted to get Americans to get a taste of CFL football, just to get an idea of the 12th man, how wide open it is, how it forces you to play offense with the 20-second clock, so it kind of keeps the tempo at a certain tempo that would keep fans interested. So it was a lot of fun. And my sister lived in D.C., and just to be able to play in front of your family on a consistent basis was certainly a treat for me and my family.
Hammer, it's Mike Gaffigan. How are you?
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. A lot, you know, everyone kind of talked about how we were a running offense, and I always say that that you deserve a lot of credit for being unselfish and knowing that we had such a huge offensive line that they all eventually either had played in the NFL or were going to play in the NFL, and having a running back like Pringle, and you sacrificed a lot of your game the 2 years that you were here, and I think a lot of people probably didn't understand that. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Well, yeah, it wasn't really a sacrifice on my game. I think when you quarterback a team, you look at the talent that's been pooled together, and you just take advantage of your strengths. I mean, you take the strength of our team was obviously our O-line, and then when you put a running back like Mike Pringle behind him, certainly we threw the ball. I think my last 4,000-yard-plus season was in Baltimore. So we threw the ball, but we just were able to maintain somewhat of control of the clock. And so it wasn't a sacrifice at all, Mike. It was just what the game plan would dictate in order to give us the best chance to win. And I think any quarterback, regardless of what league, you know, understands that. And that's what made it so much fun, was that we took advantage of our strength.
Tracy, I've seen a pretty good amount of football at a lot of different levels. The way I recall it, Mike Pringle was the most dominant back against the opposition I've ever seen in my life. It was like men versus boys. I mean, am I accurate in that description and how dominant he was?
Yeah, Mike certainly was just a great running back. And I think, man, once you tuck in behind those mountain of men we had with Neil Ford, Sharp Adonis, Bruce Dixon, and those guys, we just had a group of guys that were really strong and physical. And it's the kind of football you grew up, you know, running the ball to manage the clock, to maintain somewhat control of the game by handling the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you talked about the offensive line and that 94 where Pringle almost ran for 2,000 yards, yet our offensive line got better in 95 with Withicombe and Mark Dixon coming in at guards. We're even better in 95. I mean, you played your Hall of Famer and you played on a lot of great teams in Edmonton and Montreal and, you know, your year in Toronto. But was that the best offensive line you played with during your career?
Yeah, without a question. I think the one that only come close may have been the 89 Edmonton Eskimo offensive line, where we went 16-2. But when you look at a game-in, game-out basis, that Baltimore 94-95 season, they were the most dominant group of men assembled in a long time in the CFL. I don't think you ever see anything like that. And even compared to the other American teams, no one was able to assemble that type of talent, which was one of Jim Pop's strengths. You know, he was a talent finder. He's a puzzle maker. He knew how to fit the pieces into the puzzle, and he just did a great job.
We were talking about Chris Armstrong, who still lives in Baltimore. Tracy, I don't know if you've contacted him at all over the years, but he was such a great wide receiver. Tell us about him, or scat back, whatever they called it.
Well, Chris was a slot back with size and speed. You know, Chris was every bit of 6'3", you know, and he was, you know, literally one of the fastest guys on the team. So when you put size and speed, and then you put him at slot back, where he has to be able to control the middle of the field. It was amazing of, you know, how his speed impacted the game. And really that opened it up, because with Pringle, when you take play action, linebackers stepping up, you just had a lot of offensive plays you could get into when you're talking about play calling.
Yeah, Trace, we were in here talking in the break about, you know, these guys all know Paul Johnson when he was here at Navy. And I was telling him that that offense that he runs now at Georgia Tech was invented for you at Georgia Southern. Talk a little bit about that time in college when you were a stud.
Well, Paul Johnson certainly was the master behind and is the master behind the option offense. And then I think the earlier question about sacrificing my game, I come from a running program, so running the ball was just typically what I was used to doing. And then having a coach like Paul Johnson, could be easily the best offensive minded coach that I've ever played for, because he don't have a game plan in his hand. He has it in his head. He takes what the defense gives him. I just really enjoy playing for Paul Johnson. I think he's doing a fantastic job at Tech, and I think you'll continue to see them get better.
Tracy Hamm with us, the former quarterback of the Baltimore Stallions, CFL Hall of Famer. And Tracy, bring us up to speed on your life since Baltimore and the end of your CFL career.
Well, I am currently now employed by Sony Electronics. I work in the stadium venue. I have two sons. Caleb was born when I was in Baltimore. And Tracy is now attending Georgia Southern, my oldest son.
Wow.
Tracy Hamm II attending Georgia Southern playing basketball. Caleb Hamm, my 10th grader, I'm at his high school basketball game tonight. So he's playing basketball. They keep us more than busy enough to keep an old man honest.
And it's weird. Alfred Swack Payton's kid was on SportsCenter. He's a college basketball player now, too.
Yeah, his dad never could get on there, and his son got on there. How about that?
Swack's coming on later in the next half hour. Oh, he's all wound up. Yeah, that was, and he was talking about that his son is 17 years old. He's not even graduated high school in 3 years, and he's not even 18 and a freshman.
Yeah, he's a young freshman, and he's Lou Alfred is a fantastic player. I had a chance to watch him for AAU at a young age, and he's just a fantastic player.
Well, talk about, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time, but the amount of talent that was here. Obviously, you had all American players, didn't have to do the Canadian quota, but. There were some talented guys on both sides of the field.
Well, I think what Matthew's done that was just the genius portion of it was he got veteran CFL guys and mixed them with young American talent to teach them the game. Our job really was teach the young men how to be pros. And then once the kid learned how to be a pro, he can just feel free to play. I mean, you put Gerald Bayless, Alfred Payton, O.J. Begance, Alvin Walton, you put that kind of type of defensive guys, Irvin Smith. I mean, we just had a team full of just guys who understood how to be a pro and then how to practice and how to be professional in a city that knew what it was to have a professional team there. So the talent level was that Matthews and his staff, along with Jim Pop, created was certainly well thought out, well planned, and it was a plan that was executed to almost perfection had we picked up the 94 championship.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, and almost. We won't bring that up. Tracy Hamm. Tracy, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Guys, we appreciate y'all, and we wish all the, not only the CFL fans, but the NFL fans in Baltimore the best.
Absolutely. All right, Tracy, terrific care. Stuff. We'll have to have Tracy on again soon. Back with more next year on a special night here on Sportsline.